It's Tennis on Hot, and I am joined with a very special guest today, A-list celebrity on PEI, Vanessa.
D-list.
No, totally A-list. Vanessa Clemons from the Squid Game, The Challenge. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I was watching the show as it came out on Netflix, The moment I found out that you were from PEI, Kabir and I both started screaming. We're like, look at that, rewind it. We have to watch that again. It said Prince Edward Island.
I'm so glad. Like, you know, in season one of the show, if there were Canadians, they would just put Canada in the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really thankful that they put Prince Edward Island in there.
Yes.
In black and white on Netflix for all to see. So
yeah. And I know the island was super proud of that too. Like, just seeing all the comments on socials, just cheering you on. It was incredible. Like, people were so happy you were in that game.
Unreal. The week between the second drop and the finale, where I was kind of like, everyone thought maybe I might win, the messages, the support, like, truly overwhelming.
Yeah.
I knew kind of the whole time that I lost, so I had a little bit of a feeling about that. But I mean, at the same time, PEI's made me feel like a winner regardless of the millions or not. So
you are a winner to all of us. 100%. You are a winner, because it's not every day that we get to see stuff like that.
That's right. You know, in Big Brother Canada, I was the first person from PEI to represent.
You were.
And now in Squid Game, it was like I was the only Canadian there to represent. So I kind of, you know, definitely kept that in mind as I played the game.
Yeah,
for sure.
And a part of me kind of wondered too, because there was an earlier episode where they did show you saying like, I'll be Canadian, I'll do this.
You're right.
Yeah. And I was listening to it, I was like, that kind of sounds like a Maritime accent, but I wasn't 100% sure.
No,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
I think honestly, when I'm like around other people, it goes away a little bit too. Like, I'm around Americans, like maybe I start to talk like them a little bit, but.
Hey, it's Tennis on Hot, and I am back with an amazing person, Vanessa Clemons from, you guessed it, The Squid Game, The Challenge. Oh my gosh, thank you for being here again.
I'm just glad I'm not dead.
Me too. You know, that is one of the things, if I was to ever join that game, I'd be so scared of like, what if, you know, what if?
Oh, it's literally terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I knew I wasn't dying for real, but it kind of feels like you are in there.
I can imagine.
And I mean, the other players, like, we don't even know each other's last names. And it's kind of like, you're never going to see that person again. Like, they do die.
Yeah. And that must be kind of heartbreaking, too, because you probably make some good relationships while you're in there.
You definitely do. I made lots of good friends in there, for sure. And it's tough because most of these games get you to group up together and then put you against each other. So it's,
So it's always heart-wrenching.
More times than not, you're playing against your friends and you're seeing your buddy go. It's tough.
It is.
Really, really tough. But name of the game, I guess.
Yeah, yes, it is. That's true. And I really want to start off right from the beginning. So for people out there who would also maybe like to play Squid Game The Challenge, can you tell me a little bit about the process of putting in your submission for it and then figuring out that you got it and stuff like that? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so basically, you just, you know, you want to make a video, you want to be yourself, but what I always say to people is you want to be yourself, like, kind of on steroids a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, just show the best parts of yourself, or if you have anything unique about yourself, really, like, play that up. So for me, I mean, I usually just blab about how I like to lobster fish and, you know, all these things. I did a video, I submitted an application, filled out, like, a questionnaire or whatever it was, and honestly, the way mine went is I don't think I heard from them for almost a year. It was a very long time. So that's what I always tell people is, like, people tell me, oh, I applied and I didn't hear anything a week later. And I'm like, just wait. It's never usually that quick.
Yeah.
Whenever they call me back, then there was different, you know, Zoom meetings and this and that and interviews, just like different stages of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out about, I think a couple weeks before I left for London, I found out that I was going to be on the show. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the show, they showed very briefly you holding your card, like the card that they have in the actual TV series, and you getting in a vehicle. So was that recorded before you actually went in there, or
did
they wait?
That's a fun bit, actually. So how they do that is they get all 456 of us out there to play the game.
Yeah.
All right. They let the game play out. Then the producers see, okay, who's our main characters of the show? Who are the people who really have a part in this, who are going to be kind of featured? Because unfortunately, not all 456 people can be shown, or, you know, we can't get to know everybody on the show. So what they wait, they see who their, you know, quote unquote main characters are going to be. And then we are requested to go out and do those. They actually, fun fact, that was filmed in Atlantic Canada, in Halifax.
By
a Canadian company. I was originally supposed to go to New York to do this van scene. But then we found out we needed like a work visa and just all these things. So then they hired a Canadian company for me to do it instead. And I drove over to Halifax.
That's so cool.
So I love that there's a little bit of like Atlantic Canada in there, because maybe that's where I really would be getting picked up. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Makes it a lot more authentic that way.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. It was cool to have them a part of it.
Yeah. So when you showed up to the games, what was it like walking through those doors? Like, was it just you by yourself, or were you just seeing a sea of people?
Right. Fun. There's actually a fun fact with that too, is I was the last group of people into the dorm.
Really? Even though you're player 17?
It was random. I was with a player in the 400s. I was with players in the two. Like, they just had us all mixed up. But yeah, I was on the last bus. I mean, it was still really early. I think the producers woke us up like 4 o'clock in the morning that day, and they were like, let's go get on the bus. So we bussed out to the studio, and walking in there was
unreal.
Bonkers.
Probably. Yeah.
you don't think it's that many people till there's 456 in one little room, and everybody's sweating, and you know, there's a lineup for the bathroom that's a mile long, and oh, the chaos. Just to see it go from that many people to four, mind-blowing.
That would be mind-blowing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All the
mind-blowing.
Beds and everything.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, every time we'd finish a game, they'd like remove a bunch of beds.
Yeah.
And that was the cool part. But I mean, I always lost my bed every time, you know?
Oh, that kind of sucks.
I know. I'd like stuff stored in my bed, like spare underwear and stuff, and they'd just take it.
All of it?
Because it's like prison, right? Like, stuff is like money in there. Okay, I had extra socks, and I had people coming after me for them, you know? It's hard to get stuff in there, I'll tell you.
That's crazy. I can't believe
this. They want us to suffer a little bit, right?
Interesting. So. Mm-hmm. I was kind of wondering about that, because, like, in my head, I imagine that off camera, they had a whole place where you could go and get good food.
Oh, I know. Listen, I had people telling me, like, oh, so off camera, you guys must go to, like, a hotel for the night. No. We sleep in the dorm.
There.
We eat there. Tannis, there was hundreds of people snoring at night. Like,
believe me,
we slept there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough.
And it would be kind of awkward, too, eh? It was, like, so many strangers that you've never met before sleeping in one room. Oh,
it's
I don't
very,
know.
It's very, like, bonding. Like, we're all there for the same goal and whatnot. So it's cool in that sense. But, yeah, I missed my bed.
I can imagine. And probably privacy, too.
Yeah, privacy, my bathroom, and my bed. Missed it a lot, but it's okay. It was like a 15-minute walk to the bathroom, but I got my steps in, so.
That's good, I guess. I guess so. Silver linings, best way to look at things. Now that we've talked a bit about the beds that were in there, what about the food?
Oof. So what I'll say, to compare it to my Big Brother experience, I actually liked it. I didn't have to prepare the meals. I mean, the guards were preparing them for us. And I mean, was it delicious food? No. Was it food that kept me alive? Yes. So that's where I would guess around 1,000 calories a day. It was very minimal.
Minimal. That is very minimal.
I lost weight when I was there, even though I wasn't like exercising at all. Like, everybody lost weight. Some people, like some of the bigger guys, lost like up to 20 pounds during their time in there. I lost 10. They fed us minimally.
That is
sure.
crazy. I'm actually
like boiled
a little
chicken in a tin. Like,
that's it?
Yeah, like just
here's
some boiled chicken and like a boiled vegetable, and like that's your supper.
No flavor?
I missed salt. Salt was the thing I missed the most, I have to say, in terms of just food and flavor. What I would have done for a salt shaker in there.
Oh, that would have been nice, I bet. Yeah, especially being a lobster fisher where you get like that delicious, salty lobster all the time.
Missed my seafood, salt
I can imagine.
Seafood. I'll never take it for granted again.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I, of course, am going to have more from Vanessa in a little bit, so stay tuned. And just a reminder, there could be some spoilers coming up. So if you're not prepared for that, tune away. But if you are, stay tuned. Hey, it's Tennis on Hot. And if you haven't heard, I am joined by the one and only player number 017, Vanessa Clemens. And oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining us. It's been incredible hearing about all of behind the scenes of Squid Game, the challenge.
Of course. I know there's so many things that the show doesn't show. Yes. So it is fun to talk about it and dive in, you know?
I agree with that, especially as somebody who actually would love to play the game someday. Mm-hmm. It's amazing hearing about what it's actually like to go in there and try the food and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm super curious about is the people, because obviously there's a lot more people in there that we don't fully get to see or know. Mm-hmm. And what was it like, you know, meeting some of those people and creating those friendships and those bonds, and who were actually your favorite people in there?
Yeah, so it's a room full of personalities, I'll tell you, because every single person is casted as, you know, this person could be the winner. Mm-hmm. So they all have like a really good story, a really good background. I've met some of the nicest people I'll ever meet in there.
Yeah.
For sure. My friend Lizzie is a Mormon in Utah. She's amazing. Trinity, who we all know, of course, who
Trinity
made it to the end.
Trinity is amazing.
Him and I were such good friends in there.
Yeah.
I met Glenn. He's from the UK. He was also in Big Brother UK. So like we had a Big Brother connection in there. The list goes on and on. There's literally hundreds of incredible people, but those are some of my closest for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, and there was some great people that like the show showed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to know what the show showed of these people. Was it really authentic?
I mean, in my opinion, yes.
Was it? Okay.
I have to say, like, although they might twist and manipulate a situation to like either be quicker or just be more dramatic, like for the most part, like, everybody is who they are. Mm-hmm. What I'll say is we're never told what to say. Sometimes these shows get a rap for being scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not scripted.
Not scripted.
No,
okay.
we're never once told the direction of where to go with our conversation or anything like that.
It's just in the moment.
Yeah.
100% in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So so your gameplay, I caught a little bit of it, and you went in there knowing that like you didn't want to be one of the big people in there. You didn't mm-hmm. want to make big scenes and stuff like that.
Definitely not.
You wanted to play it smart.
Right.
Right? And
right.
That's part of that play right there. And do you think your gameplay really worked for you going through the rest of the games?
I think it did for the mm-hmm. most part. You know, I watched season one and watched how the winner played their game. So that's what I tried to mirror
yes.
in my game.
Yes.
I was like, okay, how did she do it? How did she win this? You know, she never volunteered for nothing. She stayed low, stayed quiet. So that's what I tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, if you give people any excuse to want you out, like you'll get taken out. That's just how it is. So I just wanted to try to make myself invisible as possible. It's kind of hard with this big, bushy, curly head of hair, but
I love your hair. It looks great.
It made it easy for my family to find me anyway, but tried to lay low. In terms of the rest of the game, I do think it helped me. You know, when I had to do that run and mingle and I had to kind of abandon all my friends, I had to kind of switch up my strategy because I was essentially alone.
Yeah.
I made new friends, of course, but I was kind of playing the solo game at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Which worked for me, I think.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
So let's walk through the games a little bit. Your first game, what was it like figuring out that you weren't playing red light, green light?
That was such a mind bender because, all of us would have bet money that was going to be the first game.
Yeah.
We really did think so because it's also such a great game for the production to get out a lot of people, which we know is their goal in the first game. We know they want to get out a lot of people. But at the same time, you know, Squid Game is known to not be predictable. So I think I had a little bit of a feeling that it might not be that game, but ultimately I did think we'd be seeing that doll.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and eventually you did.
I won't compare like racing against the clock versus racing against people for millions. So I don't know if like my performance in the last game really like would represent how I do if like we all were playing that, but
yeah, I don't think it does. I don't think it does at all.
I hope not. But yeah, I was nervous when it was the counting game at the first. I didn't really like that because I had no control over my own fate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I ended up on the best team. We you know, assigned musicians to the task.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
Which was such a smart move. That was only great.
Like 1 second off.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
So, yeah. I felt so bad for the nurse, though, who was doing, and she was trying to do the chest compressions, too. And while I was watching it at home, like, I could tell she was going way too slow.
Yeah.
Oh, and I felt so bad for her.
And although I think it makes them look like they were quite close to us, a lot of the O side will admit that they were more off than what even the show kind of gives them credit for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so the show tried to be a little nice then.
I think the show tried to, they wanted it to look a little closer for sure, but yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't there, but that's what they tell me, so.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of the show, to be honest.
Yeah.
It really is.
How nice of you, Netflix.
Exactly.
How considerate.
Give me boiled chicken, but do this.
Yeah, that's right.
So in that moment, that is when viewers really get to know the twins.
Yes.
What were they like?
Watching the show, I got to know more of the twins than I did in the game.
Okay.
Right? I don't know what it was. I mean, these are young 20-year-old twins. Like, they wanted nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I'm a lobster fisherman, and they just thought I was silly. honestly, I didn't have much to do with them, but I mean, they were all right.
Yeah.
They all right.
Yeah. And maybe that kind of played in your favor because they had the choice to eliminate, what was it, three people?
Oh, trust me. When that other twin came back in the room, I was avoiding him like the plague.
Oh, I believe it.
I had assumptions, and I think it even made the episode of like, I think he had to eliminate those people to do that. So
yeah,
I'm glad I avoided him.
Well, that's good. Before we get into that though, I want to get into, I can't remember what the game is called, but the one where like you play multiple games in one game.
The six-legged pentathlon.
Six-legged pentathlon. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
You trained hard for that, didn't you?
I did. So basically we had the assumption that our games were going to be the same ones as the Squid Game season 2 series, the Korean one, right? So they played those games, and as soon as I saw it, I ordered it online and started playing myself. The one I got most attached to was like the Gongji one.
Yeah,
like
the Gongji.
The dice.
Yeah.
Actually got pretty good at it. And whenever it came time on the show to, you know, assign who was going to play what, all of my teammates were like, the only one I don't want to do is Gongji.
And then here you were. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah. Like, you're welcome. I have practiced. So it was really cool to practice something, then actually see it through.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, a game like a show like Big Brother, you can't practice any of the games that they're going to do. Like, they're just so random. And so it was nice to actually be able to practice.
Yeah.
And put it through and see it to the end. So
exactly. Yeah. So for Gongji, you did practice that one a lot, but I can remember seeing a reel that you posted on your Instagram and you're like, they kind of didn't really show my play of this, but I did pass it. I did do well.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't allowed to say how many times it took you to do it.
Oh, that was just a joke.
Oh, that was a joke. Okay. I was just like, no way.
That was a joke at the end of my video because of how many times it took me to make that video.
That video.
Yes.
All right.
It took me a lot because I was out of practice for quite a few months once I made that video. Mm. But yeah, look, at that point in the game, there were still 226 players.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can only really highlight a few of the rounds and things like that. So,
Were you ever disappointed that they cut out so much?
Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Me and my pentathlon team, actually, production told us that we were the fastest performing team.
Really?
So I would have loved to see that because everything went pretty well for us. Like, we did good. Like, the ball in the cup. I mean, the lady making the house of cards, she made it like she's been making cards all her life. Like, everything went smooth. It's tough to see things cut out for sure.
Yeah.
I had advantages later on in the game that were key elements to me being able to stay, and that also got cut. You know, at the end of the day, they only want to show the dramatic stuff and not necessarily
just the regular.
Yeah, like sometimes if I would have messed up, more. I think I would have been shown more, but then, I mean, why would I want to do that? Mm-hmm. You know? So.
Yeah. Makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what the game is called. Darn it. The one with
Mingle?
The Mingle. Yes. Mingle. Oh, that was that. Even though you were trying not to be in the drama, I don't think you could avoid.
Couldn't avoid it.
You couldn't avoid
you
being
in the
drama.
Game, you were in the
one.
Drama.
Yes.
And what I'll
yes.
say is the edit is so soft. Like,
is
in the
it?
Sense of like the violence was real. I
yeah.
mean, just picture. I mean, you got these people competing for real money. I mean, it got intense. The producers, of course, they told us no pushing and shoving, but there was literally nothing but pushing and shoving. I mean,
and
I watched
pulling.
This one lady get trampled. Like, it was bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh no.
Bad. And that's why we wanted to stop playing.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are confused about that
yeah,
and things like that,
yeah.
but. Honestly, after a certain point, we were done of the violence.
Yeah.
It got bad.
That does make sense. Yeah, because I can remember watching it. I was like, why are they giving up?
Yeah.
Like, why? And now,
and I should have been out in that
game, sense.
Too. Me and my group were prepared for up to 10, like numbers up to 10, but we didn't think that they'd call a high number like 12 because mm-hmm. the rooms were so small, right? So when
yeah.
they called 12, that's the round where... I mean, you can even hear me say I'm out.
Yeah.
We didn't
yeah.
see that coming. And then all of a sudden this room on the other side
was like we need two
yeah.
more people.
No, one.
One.
Just one.
Oh my God,
like,
that's right. It was one. One
so
person.
So I just started
booking
running,
her.
And like I had to race this Viking guy who he's
yeah.
like twice my size. I honestly, I don't know. I got lucky there for sure. Made a little bit of luck too.
Yeah. Well, I think it was also skill with how fast you ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I would have been able to reach it if it was me in that game.
Oh,
so
man. I don't even remember like thinking. I just remember running.
Yeah.
Like I was unzipping my jacket in that moment because I wanted my squib to show good. I was like, oh, we're
oh,
out.
Oh, that's
and
yeah.
next thing I know, like I'm just sprinting. Like
yeah.
I don't know. It's I was excited to watch that moment back myself just to kind of believe it.
Yeah. And in that moment too, you were friends with Trinity in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah.
good friends with Trinity, especially
yeah.
later on in the game. We became very close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that moment, there was also that scene where Trinity literally had one of his close friends ripped
yes.
away from him and he was locked in a room with people holding him back.
Oh, Trinity, please.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a hashtag now.
Now, I felt so bad for him in that moment,
yeah.
though, because, like, afterwards, you know, because it was a little bit traumatic, I'm sure.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say, like, PTMD, like, post-traumatic mingle disorder, like,
mm-hmm.
it's a thing. We were all distraught. Like, and what the show never really displays is just how long it takes to film things. Like Mingle alone was like a 12-hour filming day. Like
oh
we had
gosh.
Like a meal in between. None of us wanted to eat. I don't think any of us did eat, but like they were like forcing us to take a break and
wow.
eat a meal. And we just wanted to get it over with. Yeah, it was intense. We were all pretty broken after that. And
yeah.
just... I slept damn good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I can
believe
good
it.
That night. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's crazy. It's crazy that they had you filming that long.
Everything takes so long. I don't know why. That was one of the hardest parts about it is just how long everything took. The pentathlon took 2.5 days to film. Like, it was very drug out.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, like, viewers don't fully realize
no.
just how, like, tasking and draining the games really are then.
Absolutely. Like,
okay.
it's, you know, it's still fun, but it's, it, yeah, whenever you're sitting on a concrete floor all day just waiting for your turn to play, like, and you're not allowed to talk with other people because, like, there's not cameras, so they don't want conversations to happen. You
really?
Know what I mean? Oh, yeah. They would, like... tell us you're not allowed to talk for the next like 2 days or something because we're filming this other game and we can't focus. You know what I mean? Like there was,
that's so tough.
It was very tough.
Yeah.
In that sense. Cause you're also just tired. You're
yeah.
hungry. You
yeah.
miss your family. And then you got this person growling you for talking and you're like, screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets challenging at certain points, but then you remember why you're there and you're like, you know what? All of this might make me a millionaire.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
So now that you keep saying it literally felt like a jail in there, now I'm getting the picture of it even more.
Yes.
Yeah. I see why you keep saying that.
Yeah. The show really doesn't show like the worst parts of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sure that those parts are what kind of made it feel like you're actually in Squid Game.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There was like, you know, the guards took their job very seriously. Yeah. They acted as though they were really the guards of us. They were always watching us like interact and things like that. And yeah. Oh, I every bit of it, I felt like I was in the real Squid Game.
Yeah, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely crazy. I'm going to bring it back a little bit because I realize I missed a key part.
Okay.
And that was Ketch.
Oh, yes.
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 Ketch. Okay. So there was one scene in Ketch. I know, unfortunately, you weren't shown too much during that.
Because I started it off. So I was actually,
exactly.
I got it easy.
Yep. Yeah. But what was it like starting it off?
Oh, so the thing, I originally was like fourth or fifth place in my line, and the twins had themselves in the first two positions, of course, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were good at putting themselves in good positions. But at the very last second before production was like, all right, lock in your positions. This is where you're going to be.
Yeah.
There was some guys behind me and they were like, let's at least have one woman in the front. And I was kind of like right there. So I was like,
sure.
You wanted to be me. I mean, what am I going to do? Say this? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, the twins agreed. They let me take the very first position.
Yeah.
And then we didn't know who was going to start off the game. Production didn't tell us that yet. So we were all waiting. And then all of a sudden they were like, player 17.
Yeah.
Because you are the lowest number, you get to go first. And I was like, woohoo. So that's how I got to go first. Yeah. My lowest number helped me quite a bit throughout the game because I got to vote last in the dorm votes and things like that. So
yeah.
That
would be helpful because voting last, you'd be able to kind of see where the votes are going.
Oh, yeah.
So
you not want to vote first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was either going to be I vote first or vote last.
Yeah.
So I was happy to vote last instead of voting first, for sure.
That's true.
But yeah, Ketch was crazy.
Ketch was crazy.
When they first explained Ketch to us, we were all like, oh, this is going to be boring.
Yeah.
But then as it played out, it was like, oh.
Oh, now you see the challenge.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the twins, the action that they did with like the one guy really debating on who he was going to toss it to, even though
we had a whole plan
and everything like that.
Selfless. They're very selfish.
Selfish, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what did you think of them at that moment? Like,
What I'll say is I was going to be the one to pass the ball to them. And we were, like I said, everything takes so long.
Yeah.
And I mean, even before, during, and after the game, I mean, they never even asked me my name. You know what I mean? At one point, I was just like, I'm Vanessa, by the way. Like, they were just very much about themselves. And hey, power to them, like whatever. But when he tried to go against our team's plan, it was like
done
from
there.
Dude, what are you doing? Like, he's only like 3 or 4 feet away from you. Like, just throw him the ball.
And look, he
got his karma, didn't he? So
yes,
he got his karma.
And it must have felt good knowing that he got his karma.
I loved voting him out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hitting that X, getting that kid out of there. Like,
we
bye.
Were watching it from home, we were so happy, and I can remember being like, if he does not get out, I'm going to be so angry.
No, there was
so
no
angry.
Question.
Yeah.
For the player 98 there who had to pick who to go up against, he picked the perfect person.
He picked the perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
He could have gone home if he picked the wrong person because a lot of people didn't like him too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he picked the right person for him to stay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he really did.
I think he says it's one of his best game moves. So.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think like anybody who would have been in that position as player 98, they
pick a twin.
They pick a twin.
Pick one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But going back to Ketch there was that scene where I can't remember the guy's name, but he made such a rude comment about Mark.
Yes.
And then also called Viking Dude. And
which I will say, the Viking calls himself Viking.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It's like
that's good clarification.
He loves being called that.
Okay.
But when it comes to that guy bullying Mark, I wasn't in that team, so when the bullying was happening, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But I did hear about this kind of during the gameplay of it all. What I'll say is the guy who did the bullying also got his karma.
He sure did.
So I think the entire dorm was happy to see him go because I mean, everybody loved Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, what he was saying was just unnecessary.
Oh, it was so unnecessary. Yeah, just so mean.
And Mark's so sensitive too, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
What a great guy. He didn't deserve that. So I wish he would have caught that freaking ball.
I know,
oh
I know. I was on the
You're
edge of
so
my seat.
Close.
He was really close.
It was just as
really,
if he
really
like
close.
Closed his hands just like a bit too,
a little
soon,
too soon,
and then
yeah.
the ball kind of bounced off his fingers.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
the guy would have been nervous as hell. He really wanted to catch it, you
he
know,
did.
Especially after getting bullied.
Yeah, he really wanted to prove himself.
He wanted to prove himself, and we all wanted that moment
yeah.
for him. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Like,
yeah.
we were all heartbroken for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I mean, we were heartbroken watching
yeah.
it from home, so I can only imagine how it actually felt in that room knowing
I
him.
I couldn't believe he didn't catch it.
Yeah.
I just was, like, I was like, oh, he's catching this. Like, of course he is. Like,
yeah.
And it wasn't even that far, but it was far enough that he kind of had to shift and then his hands and, oh,
yeah. Well,
God.
the throw also wasn't perfect.
It was a little short.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some short throws. It's tough. What you don't see is like above us is nothing but lights. Okay. Like huge lights.
Mm-hmm.
So this pink neon ball, it almost like disappears for a while.
Oh.
Like, cause you look up and you're trying to see where the ball is going and all you see is this bright light and then the ball comes back into focus and, yeah, it's harder than it looks for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't. That they probably did that on purpose. Too.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think the ball color was specifically to be kind of like hard to see.
Mm, yeah.
In bright light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the next game, I really want to talk about slides and ladders.
Slides and ladders.
Slides Woo! And ladders.
That was the prettiest game, I'll say too. Like,
it was
just
really
like,
nice. It looked
at it,
really cool.
Amazing.
And I think like you don't want to slide down the slides, but at the same time it would have been fun.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I told the production team there, I'm like, I hope you guys like play a drinking game with this.
Oh
afterwards.
My gosh, that would be
like,
great.
It would be.
That'd be so great.
yeah, what a crazy game. I mean, right off the bat, I got put last in a game in which is a race. So I definitely was worried about that because it was the first six teams to the end get to go through.
Yeah.
Right. And here I was in last place getting to go.
Yeah.
So I was nervous, but at the same time that benefited me because then the slides were determined by the time I got to them.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, we actually ended up placing first in that somehow.
Which was so
some
great.
Way.
Yeah.
So, things just worked out for me again in that one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was fun though. What a fun game.
That yeah, it looked like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really big question about how they set up that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the show it made it look like they actually drop. So were you
yeah,
actually
I know, right?
were you actually raised up and there was like something that they fell into?
That is some fancy editing work
okay.
right there.
Okay.
Apparently now I don't know because I didn't go down a slide that led to elimination, but if you did go down an elimination slide, I think it just went to the back of this
okay.
stage place that we were at, and then later they had to kind of film these mock like woo
yeah.
scenes
yeah.
and make it kind of then they pieced it all together, but I love how they did that where
yeah,
it looked like
it
they fell
very
at the bottom
cool.
very
yeah.
cool
and it looked realistic.
Oh yeah,
so
very
yeah.
realistic. It's kind of like it was similar to the glass bridge game in season one.
Yeah. Oh, so that also wasn't they weren't actually falling.
No.
Oh.
No, that was
I
also
didn't know
a,
that.
Like a, an edited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I did not know that. I thought that like the glass, like I
actually,
thought maybe there'd be some sort of a mat or something
yeah.
on the bottom.
I think it was like an actor came in and did the fall.
Really?
If I'm right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it went for season
Interesting.
One.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Very cool. Oh man, that kind of bums me out because I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
Cause
no,
you-
yeah. It was a fun game. And you know, even with the dice, I kind of had a strategy with the die in terms
yeah.
of like whatever was the number I didn't want to get, like let's say it was 3, I'd put that on the outside, like on the outside and try to roll it as straight as possible so I wouldn't get that. So
oh,
it'd either
smart.
Be like, yeah, it'd only be one of the 4.
Yeah.
Look, you had to think in there because if not, like you were gone.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was some drama that happened during that game.
Oh, yeah.
Between
mm-hmm.
oh,
Pearl and Steve. Yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah. Back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like watching all of that go down?
It was... look, I know a lot of people hate on Steve, but I gotta say he's actually a really nice guy.
Is he? Okay.
And you know what? All he was doing was retaliating for what happened to him.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, when Perla would come after him, then when he would get a chance to do something, of course he's gonna do it back to her.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, I mean, she found that so offensive, but it's just kind of the way it goes. They definitely had like drama, and mm-hmm, I loved it. I'm like, I played the Canadian game in there. I was friends with everybody, and like, it was kind of just fun.
You did Canadians proud.
Yeah. It was just kind of fun to like watch these people go at it over, yeah, you know,
yeah,
a silly game almost, but not silly because it's for millions of dollars. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My only issue with that was the fact that like during the interview process of Slides and Ladders,
yes,
was like Steve had this happen to him, and then he's just like, of course I'm gonna take this moment and do this back to her. But then when she did it to him again, he's just like, how petty is that, you know? Like, he's, yeah, just kind of like, why would she do this, why would she keep it going? It's just like, well, she's doing the exact same, yeah, thing that you
they
did.
They both like gave each other crap for doing the same thing,
yeah,
to each other. It's
exactly
just, it's silly. It's
exactly. It was kind of silly. But it's good to know that Steve actually is a very nice person.
No, he is. I mean I agree. I know he's a millionaire playing a game for millions, and he probably shouldn't have been there because of that, but like other than that, he's a really nice guy. I actually got, yeah, to know him pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, good person.
Good person. Okay,
yeah,
that's good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I can remember I made a comment on the post that I made about finding out that you were, mm-hmm, from PEI. And we were talking about who we wanted to win. And a bunch of people were saying, anybody but Steve.
Yes, I
and
know.
And I said, oh my gosh, I'll be so angry if Steve wins this game. And you laughed at my yeah, comment. And I was just like, oh no, I get why you're laughing. Because he's actually a nice guy.
No, but I mean, look, just because he's a nice guy, like, I didn't want him to win either. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you got millions in the bank, you don't need to be taking this millions either. But, you know, if he would have won, would I have been okay with it, I guess? Maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, I'm glad he didn't, just knowing that he didn't need it, for,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did he have any, like, did he ever have any plans with it? Was he going to donate any of it? Did he mention anything like that?
He didn't mention anything like that, no.
Yeah. He just wanted to see if he could.
Yeah, probably just wanted to see if he could,
yeah,
for sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to shuffleboard game.
Okay, shuffleboard.
Yeah. That one I could tell was a little bit hold your breath, because you never knew what was actually going to happen, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, like, we had off camera, we had two practice shots, okay?
So you did get to practice.
Not with the line, okay? This was like blind shots at the other end of the dorm.
Okay.
Where it wasn't like with a line, we just got to get the feel of how it slid on the floor.
Yeah.
So what I'll say is everybody else's practice shots were like amazing. Mine, yeah, were like twice as far. Like I don't know why. I just, mine were so bad, to the point where I was like, I'm gonna overshoot this. I'm gonna shoot it over the line. This is not gonna be good for me.
Mm.
I was very nervous going into shuffleboard. Cause there we had the suits like in front of us in these boxes.
Yeah.
And it was like so close.
Like
yet
eye
so
candy.
Far.
Yeah.
Well, I somehow made a good shot.
Yes.
Somehow.
You did.
really, really thankful I did. Because yeah, if I would have had to go head to head with Trinity, that would have sucked.
That would have. Especially since you said that you and him were actually,
yeah,
good friends in,
yeah,
the game.
So seeing that he was in there,
mm-hmm,
I'm really glad that it wasn't him and I versus each other. So
yeah, that makes sense.
And what a close shot between the two of them. I don't know if you remember that between Kate and Trinity. Their last two shots were like an inch apart. Like it was
they
so
were
close.
They were so close.
I had to go like eye it up myself to like see. It
actually
was,
check and see.
And you, yeah, can't make that up. Like that wasn't, that truly did go down that way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another character or person, I guess I should say, because they're not characters.
Well.
But but that's another person I wanted to ask you about was Kate, because mm-hmm, Kate also made kind of a snide comment to Perla.
Yeah.
And
it was a bit much.
Yeah, it was a bit much. Was Kate a nice person to play with?
She was for the most part, but I will say, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to diss anyone, but there were some people in there who, I think because they were parents, they just thought they deserved it more. Mm. And then we had her who had a child who also had like a chronic illness.
Yeah.
So of course, like, she has a very good reason to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I would have loved to see her win too, but she did kind of use that in a very negative way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the remark to Perla, like, oh, tell that to my son. It's like, yeesh, like, okay. Like, especially what you don't see on the show is, you know, hours of her telling us about her son and telling us about the disease he lives with and things like that. So then for her to make that kind of remark, it's a dig for sure.
That makes sense. And especially since there were so many people in that game that had reasons to be there.
Yeah,
like,
everybody
and big
did.
Reasons. And so to kind of try and make it seem like your reason is bigger than somebody else's, that's not fair.
And I think Kate has had a lot of regret over that comment too. I think that, you know, for the most part, she is an extremely nice lady.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she did apologize too.
I think, yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She had a good apology moment.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes that stuff's not aired. So I'm glad that she at least had that moment in there too to show that they did get over it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, does Kate feel a certain type of way about having to play Trinity and then for Trinity just to kind of give up his spot in the very next game? Yes, she feels a certain type of way about that for sure.
Yeah.
She wishes Trinity would have quit then.
Yeah.
Right? But it wasn't on his mind then
Exactly.
It just wasn't the scenario.
Exactly.
But
and he didn't know what he was gonna walk into for the next game.
No idea, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the perfect lead up to that next game.
And cue the dinner
and
scene.
Cue it. Yeah, exactly. So first of all, man, that dinner looked delicious.
Oh, especially after boiled chicken for 17 days.
Several days, exactly.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, there was scallops, there was steak, there was bread, there was dessert, there was fake wine. I mean,
oh, it was fake?
It was fake, but I was pretending it was real.
Yeah, I would be pretending it was real too, man.
Yeah, I was pretending it was real. No, great meal for sure. I mean, I say this a lot, but like, I felt like a winner once I put the suit on.
Yeah,
like I was like, this is so iconic. Like,
yeah.
I'm a big Squid Game fan, so like, just to put that on.
So exactly.
Fun.
And you must have been like, just seeing your excitement on the show.
Yeah.
Like, you
I know,
were
I was like
so,
bouncing.
You were pumped. Yeah. You were pumped.
Oh my God. I know. I watched myself. I'm like, wow. But, yeah. I was excited. What can I say?
Yeah. I would have been too.
It was a long awaited thing. And, you know, even when we were final six, final five, we kind of thought, okay, there's going to be another game before we get to the suit part. But nope, that they came out with the suits and got to put them on. So
yeah, that I mean, I would have been just as excited as you were, because you go in there with so many people and then to see those suits and knowing, oh my gosh, I'm top.
Yeah,
I'm top five.
I mean, I did the math on my way there. To win at a 456, the odds are 0.2%. That's, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
so I kept that in my mind the whole game. And yes, to make it to that point, it's like, holy jumpins. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
Luck. A lot of luck and a lot of determination.
Yeah.
But a lot of luck.
Yes, for sure.
Emphasis on the luck.
A lot of luck. So in that moment after the dinner is had and everything, and then you see that there's going to be a game that's played.
Right.
How did you feel?
Oh, devastated. I mean, we knew it was coming. We figured, you know, just like season one, they had to play a game in their dinner scene as well. So we were kind of anticipating there to be a game. We obviously had no clue. And then when they revealed it, my heart sank because I was in the worst position.
Yes.
Steve and Trinity were in the best positions. They had essentially four chances to get themselves out of the sticky situation. Deja had three chances. Perla had two chances. And here I was with but one 50-50 shot at getting out of this game. So during the rule reading, all this stuff that you don't see on the episode, like, I was in ruins. Like, I was like, this is it. This is where I go. Like, I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, a whole other thing ended up happening that I didn't see coming.
I know.
Can't believe it. I still trying to wrap my head around it to this day, I think.
Yeah.
To make it to that far and to kind of choose to step away is wild, But
absolutely wild.
He's just that type of person, honestly. Well,
and you could tell, like, through the whole show, Trinity, just like the way that he responded to his friend getting pulled away and stuff like that. Like, he has such a big heart.
Yeah.
So
he's an empath. He's an incredible human being, honestly. Like, he's one of the most, and I think it says it on the episode, but like, there's not many people who would do that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And I just think it's beautiful that someone made it so far who's like him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is true. That is really beautiful.
And it breaks my heart that he's getting hate over it and stuff like that.
Which I don't understand. Like, I think it takes a really strong person to be like, you know what? I made it this far. There are people here that could really use this money, and I am doing a good thing by doing this for others.
Right.
Like, that takes a strong person.
I agree. There's a difference between quitting and sacrificing.
And sacrifice,
right?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Exactly.
Would I have done it? Hell no. But, you know, was I happy to see him do it and say that, you know, even God was convicting him to do it? Like, go for it, bud.
Yeah.
Like, I will help you in whatever way. And what's not shown, again, in the edit is like when he came to me, and because we were so close, I tried to convince him for like a really long time to change his mind.
Oh.
I was like, dude, like, I actually asked him, I was like, what would your mom say? You know, what would your mom say to you right now if she was here?
Yeah.
She'd probably slap you and tell you to smarten up. You know what I mean? Like, get out of this mind frame. But, you know, no matter what I said, he wasn't changing his mind, but it felt better for me to at least try to convince him.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he wanted to do that and he wanted to have that moment, I guess. So I wasn't going to take it away from him. And I mean, at that point, I would have had to take myself out of the game in order to kind of keep him in. So I was like, well, you know, am I going to quit just to keep him in? No. So that's how it ended up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would have been a huge mind battle. Wouldn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I wanted him to win if I couldn't.
Yeah.
Right? I really did out of the final five.
So he
five.
Was who you're really rooting for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why it was pretty heartbreaking.
That
but,
is really heartbreaking.
I mean, Trinity's gonna be fine. I think his like career in this is just beginning, and he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. Exactly. Yeah. I have a big question when it comes to what Trinity did.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had one, would
Me?
You have yes?
Oh, Trinity
would you,
set up.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Not even a question. Like, I even told him that day.
Yeah.
Like, whenever he was squibbed on the ground, I'm like, dude, if I win, like, get ready for it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would have for sure. I actually would have been scared if I would have won how much money I would have gave out to people.
Well, that says a lot about your heart,
just
too.
Just like Oprah, you know what I mean? Like,
you get some money. You get some money. Everybody gets some money.
Everybody gets some money. So maybe it's best I didn't win.
I love that, though. Yeah.
But no, I without a doubt, if I would have won. And I hope that whoever, you know, I hope that Perla, not that she has to, but I mean, you know.
Takes that into consideration.
Could probably throw a few grand his way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, and he also is a nonprofit, and he's just an incredible person. So he deserves it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, that was one of my biggest questions to ask you, because I can remember watching it at that moment. Kabir and I were sitting there, and I looked at him and I was just like, if somebody did that for you, would you give him money, and how much money would you give?
I was going to give him whatever he'd accept from me, essentially.
That's so kind of you. So that brings us to the final game.
Oh. Let's just not.
Skip right over that.
Let's not talk about that final game. Screw that. Like, who cares? And like the most anticipated game of the season or nothing.
Well, honestly, it would have been hard. It really would, especially since, like, you played on sand, right?
It was sand? Like a rug.
It was like, oh, yeah, it was.
It was like a rug. It was like a neutral colored rug. And you know why they did that is so they could split the screen and make it, like,
look like everybody is.
Their editing skills are next level, what I'll say.
Yeah.
I think about that moment a lot. Not gonna lie. I think about it a lot. Hurting a little less as the days go on, but still definitely stings.
Yeah.
I just wanted to move the full song. So that's where I'm at, okay? Yeah. Is like, let's say the song went for like 2 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
Like the go go la di bi a din di da. On the da, that's when my foot stopped. Like I went boom and stopped right as the music stopped in my head. That's how it went.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else played it so much smarter and
safer. Because they stopped before
the
music
ended. They stopped about halfway through the song.
Yeah.
Got themselves in position, got locked, got ready for that doll to turn her head. You know what I mean? Got their arms comfortable, got their legs in a position where they could hold it for a long time. Like, why I didn't think that, I don't know. I was racing for millions. I don't know what they were racing for, but I was racing for millions of dollars. So I was going to run every second I could.
Yeah.
Obviously, I should have played it safer.
Yeah.
I think that whenever they... Because what's not shown in the edit is like I held that position for like half an hour. Okay. I know it doesn't look like that. I know it looks like I ran
what?
And within a second I'm squibbed. No, 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 no. I held that for like half an hour. Okay. Big cameras came out and got like close-ups of us and we had to keep holding that position the whole time.
Yeah.
So they went and got close-ups of everyone. Then this drone camera came around us for a while, all while we're holding our position. And then, like, more time went on. Of course, they're adjudicating things as well. And they're, like, looking at... Because they're itching to take someone out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I should have, like, kind of thought that through a little bit more. But I think whenever they saw that I ran a lot more than everyone else, I just think it's so easy for them to be like...
She's it.
This is the end of the road for
her. This is her.
Yeah. Everybody else kind of stopped in unison, whereas she went to the end of the song. And it just... You know, it is what it is. I think, you know, I messed up. Whether I messed up by running too long or not thinking through production enough or something, I do still blame myself.
Oh, 100%. I don't think you should.
Well,
no.
I do, though. And I think I could probably find the most peace in blaming myself than, you know, blaming production or something like that. Like, you know,
But I mean,
so, yeah.
I don't think you should blame yourself at all because holding one position for half an hour.
Yeah.
I challenge anybody to do that and not like.
I mean, if you watch it back, you'll see like at first my eyes are open, but by the time they squib me, like my eyes are closed because I've just been locked in this position for so long.
Yeah. And you'd have to concentrate so hard and like your body would start to cramp.
Oh,
and
God.
You were probably exhausted to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, this is like day 17 of a really long game of like not sleeping and not eating and
not talking to people.
Well, yeah, that and also like doing. Like the interviews all day as well, like the in-room interviews and stuff like that. And just, like it all came down to this one moment. And what a lot of people don't realize is like 4.56 million US is like 6.6 million Canadian. I essentially wouldn't have had to pay taxes either. Like I just had so much pressure in that moment. It was so much money. Like even just thinking about it now, I'm getting like a weird feeling in my stomach. But you know, I still made it to the end.
I still had an incredible time.
I got out for a crazy reason, but that's Squid Game. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like everybody gets out in a silly way and there's only one winner and
And you know what? Everybody who played that game is gonna be kicking themselves for how they got out. Exactly.
I mean look at the other I would have picked the way I went out over Steve and Deja, you know, Steve falling to the ground and then Deja like popping her leg or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened there.
She got really hurt, eh?
I guess. Yeah. I don't really know. But yeah, so, you know, we all lose except one and that's just how I lost. And, you know, somebody had to be the first one out in that game and it just so happened to be me as unfortunate as that is. But
Well, I don't think... You should feel any sort of like, I don't know, shame if that's the right word or what would it be? I don't think
just
you should
like,
though.
I thought I won though too. So like that like the amount of messages I was getting of like, oh, I just know you won. I'm just, you're the best one there and all this stuff. And me just like, here, I know I lost. And I'm like, I wish so badly I could have won like almost for other people more than myself, like for Canada, like. Like the whole country was pumped, you know? So to kind of like have that end with me just like face planning on the ground, it's just like, But it's so Squid Game, isn't it? So.
It is. It is very Squid Game. And you know what? You made PEI so proud. I mean, you made Canada proud, too. Like, you really did. Because, like I said earlier, it's not every day we get to see somebody from Prince Edward Island representing us in something that big. So you made us proud. It doesn't matter if you would have been, like, 50th. You were still there.
I appreciate that so much. Yeah. So I know. I had a weird goal of, like, making the top 100 when I was going out there. I'm like, ooh, top 100 would be so cool. And, like...
So you well exceeded your goal.
Definitely surpassed that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the bar was low, Tanis, because, like, honestly, I just didn't want it to end from a pandemic. Like Big Brother.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, if this just doesn't end from a pandemic, then we're doing good.
Like, we're doing
better.
Yeah.
The bar is very low. So yeah, geez, to not only, like, not have it end, but to make it to the end. I made it all the way. I got to play every game.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, other than losing millions, I got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have those millions.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, you know, I guess, but that's okay. That's okay.
And you did, like I said, you made us proud. And you should be proud of yourself, too, because you did very well. And personally, I don't think I would have been able to make it as far as you did. So
I'm actually going to start, like, I want to see you Squid Game the challenge season 3. That'd be epic.
It would be epic. Okay, if you help me make my my submission.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
We'll get you in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Cause I would love to.
I think it'd be fun. Yeah.
My last question for you. Mm-hmm. When you got shot, it was a paintball, right?
So it's a pack that's underneath your clothes.
Is it?
And that's why we all look like hunchbacks in Notre Dame sometimes, because there's, like, a pressurized thing in the back. Yeah, so it's like the first layer is the squib.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, this other white shirt, and then you have your player shirt. We're wearing, like, 4 different layers on set usually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, like, a pressurized pack in the back, which sometimes they even had to, like, add air to.
I thought that was a mic.
No.
Okay.
The mics are another piece of equipment we have on us, but it's just, like, a battery pack that, like, hooks on our belt, and then the necklace microphone thing. But no, the big things you see on our backs are the squibs.
Okay.
Because we're not always wearing them. We only wear them when there's the potential of being squibbed, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like, it was, I certainly didn't think I was getting squibbed, because, like I said, I was holding the position for, like, half an hour. I was just thinking, okay, the music's going to start any second now. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I got squibbed, and it's not painful, but it's shocking. It's like, whoa. Yeah. And then I didn't know what to do. I mean, I literally did die in my own mind and on that floor, because I was like, wait, this means I'm done.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, this actually happened.
It was hard to. Yeah. I just remember face planning.
I thought it was a pretty good death.
Did you like my death?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
I thought it was very realistic, maybe a little bit too much, but...
No, it was great. It was great. Like, there was some...
I wanted to commit to it, you know?
Yeah, and you did. Yeah. You did so well. Because, like, there was that one girl at the very beginning, the girl that the twins took out, and she was just like, she took her sweet time.
Oh, yeah. She was just, like, standing there,
like,
and it's
what?
Like... No. I wanted it to, you know, if I did, I always said this to myself, like, if I do die in this game, I'm going to die damn good.
Yeah.
So.
And you did. You really did.
That.
It was great. you should get a, what is it, an Oscar or a Grammy?
Both.
Both.
Let's just go for both.
Let's go for both. Yeah. Yeah. You deserve all of the awards for that.
I appreciate it. I did my best, though. That's the one thing I want to make sure everybody knows, is I literally did my best. I tried so hard.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all anybody can ever do.
Yeah.
So.
And we see it.
Yeah.
We really do. And honestly, congratulations on making it to the top 5, because that is definitely something to be proud of.
Thank you.
It's incredible
you
got it there. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you, Vanessa, for all of your time, taking us into a great big deep dive of what it's like to be a player on Squid Game, the challenge. Honestly, I have said for a while that I would really like to play that game. And yes, you have opened my eyes up to a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that I didn't quite expect. That said, still want to do it. I honestly still want to do it. I want to see if I can at least make it to the top 100. I think that'd be a huge feat. It's Tanis on Hot.